Support for this episode of Pwned and the following message come from New Harbor Security. New Harbor Security is your end-to-end provider of security services and security solutions. If you're looking for smart security solutions for your business and a security partner that actually gives a visit us at www.newharborsecurity.com. So, where there's a will, there's a way. Malware is constantly evolving and hacking techniques are evolving right along with it. Back in 2015, there was a Vietnamese gaming organization that got completely ravaged by a piece of malware called Winty. It was Windows-based at the time, but now in 2019, researchers are starting to see a Linux version of Winty, which we're going to be talking about here. Hey, it's Justin. We're going to be diving into this one and more on this week's episode of Pwned. This is Pwned, a weekly show about questions I hear from security professionals, security engineers, and CISOs, and stories about how they're protecting their organizations. This show answers questions about all things information security, from technology to security frameworks to best practices and how-tos. So, Winty is back in the news. So, for the first time, security researchers have uncovered and analyzed a Linux variant of the Winty malware. If you remember, Winty was one of the more popular pieces of malware used by Chinese hacking groups. The Linux variant was originally discovered by researchers at Google. And the news broke around the same time that Bayer, one of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies, announced that they had been hit by Chinese attackers. Now, upon further analysis, the code revealed similarities between the Linux version identified in the Winty 2.0 version that was previously discovered by Kaspersky and was affiliated with the famous Vietnamese gaming hack. Other connections with the Windows version of Winty included the similar way which the Linux variant handled outbound communications with its command and control server, which was a mix of multiple protocols, including ICAMP, HTTP, and custom TCP and UDP protocols. Finally, another distinctive feature was similar to the Windows version, the Linux version also allowed the ability for hackers to initiate connections without going through the command and control servers. This secondary form of communication was speculated to allow hackers access into the environment if connections to the command and control servers were actually severed. Now, key point about this is that Linux malware is rare, as you all know. And this version of Winty shows that, assumably, nation states are continuing to invest heavy dollars in developing their new and greatest version of malware, now even starting to compromise some of the historically harder systems to write malware for, which is the Linux operating system. Now, because of this fact, Linux has been generally underserved from an endpoint protection standpoint compared to its Windows counterpart. If we are to see an uptick in malware targeted at Linux, we should see a scramble from the endpoint protection providers to come up with solutions to mitigate the threat. Thanks for listening to the show this week. If you want to learn more, listen to previous episodes, or snag some show notes, you can go to my website at justinfimlay.com. You can reach me on the website contact form, or you can direct message me on Twitter at justinfimlay. Please also subscribe to the show at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And please give us a 5-star rating because your ratings help to make this show possible.